What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to the show today. It is Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day starting at long, slow, glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and whatever insanity remains in this week here, and there certainly is a lot of it. Again, another very busy news day. We're going to try and fit as much in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. First of all, happy Russia Invades Ukraine Day. This was the day when the White House was telling us Russia was going to invade Ukraine, and nothing happened, to nobody's real surprise out there. Doesn't mean the crisis is over. We're still seeing a lot of pro-war propaganda out there. There are a lot of people who definitely want this war to go forward. And a lot of other people who want the war to basically go away because we're tired and sick of war here. All righty. This situation with the Hillary campaign in 2016 spying on Donald Trump even after he took office as the president is really becoming a major, major scandal. It's being compared to Watergate. It's even being said that it exceeds Watergate in terms of the damage to the nation that is doing. Now, Hillary Clinton was at her daughter Chelsea's New York City home and then going out to a restaurant with the film crew. They're trying to make TV shows here right now. Reporters were out there talking to Hillary, and she just flat out refused to answer questions about the Durham revelations that the Hillary campaign actually paid technical experts to break into the White House servers, not just Donald Trump and Trump Tower, but the actual White House servers themselves, a huge, huge national security situation there. Now, Rudy Giuliani is out there saying that he has evidence proving that Hillary spied on Trump, and he said that Durham's filing is just the beginning. They're going to be hammering this just as hard as they can, and, it is hopefully going to prevent Hillary from running in 2024. Now, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is promising a full congressional investigation into Durham's claim about Hillary's spying if the GOP takes the House in November, which is, the polls are saying that's going to happen. So Maria Bartiromo, we talked about this yesterday, is out there wondering if all of this hysteria over Russian invasion and Russian invasion was a distraction to try and keep the focus away from what Hillary Clinton did. You know, when you've got a big scandal, you create a bigger issue to try and distract from it. Remember the bombing of the barracks in Beirut? And then 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada to change the focus of the news media here. Now, despite the fact that the Durham investigation has just outed Hillary as a criminal and, I would add, a national security threat, but Forbes International is going to give her an award, the Women's Day Lifetime Achievement Award, at the March inaugural Forbes 3050 Summit in Abu Dhabi. So they're trying to heap all kinds of honors on her and awards that she can wave around in 2024 and say, see, I've got this little gold thing that tells you you should trust me and believe in me and vote me into office here. There was an article that came on out from Blabber Buzz saying, is the Hillary spying on Trump and the Russiagate hoax worse than what Richard Nixon did? And a lot of people are wondering that. So we ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. You know, is Hillary the spying on Trump and the Russiagate hoax worse than what Richard Nixon did? 98% of the respondents said yes. And two of the people monitoring this website for the government said no. So there we are. Okay. Now, very valid question. This is coming out of Station Gossip. If the Clinton campaign engaged in such outrageous and illegal conduct in 2016, what did Democrats do in 2020? And again, we keep seeing more and more evidence surfacing that the 2020 election was a complete fraud and that Joe Biden stole the White House from Donald Trump. And Trump is obviously upset. Frankly, so am I. I'm not that enthusiastic about Trump. He was a tremendous disappointment in a lot of areas, particularly in regards to election integrity, and he sure paid the price for it. But I would like to see him back in office in 2024, if for no other reason than it rights a grievous wrong done to him and to the American people who did vote for him. Now, the establishment media is already out there running defense for Hillary Clinton, and they're basically on the warpath against Durham and his filings. They're hurling all kinds of baseless accusations to try and basically knock down this story that Hillary had hired, the Hillary campaign, rather, had hired technical experts to basically spy on Donald Trump to try and manufacture evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion. And again, Hillary was projecting, because the one person who was colluding with Russia was Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton with that Uranium One deal, which, you know, really does need to be looked at again. Meanwhile, Associated Press, running interference for the Clinton campaign, has attacked Zero Hedge. And, you know, come on out and just say, oh, it's a Russian propaganda and Zero Hedge is a Russian stooge and everything. Over at the New York Times, the New York Slimes, they had an even weirder excuse. They've come on out and said that they're not going to cover the Hillary Clinton spy scandal because it's just too hard for readers to understand. You know, our readers are just such, you know, dummies and morons, and we can't overtask their little brains. And for that reason, we are not going to be covering the story. And then they wonder why their readership is off. Anyway, as I mentioned just a minute ago, the latest polls are showing a landslide victory for Republicans across America in the midterm elections coming up this November. Now, obviously, the fly in the ointment is the election fraud issue. We are starting to see states push back by banning ballot drop boxes and trying to close up many of the ways in which election fraud is being done. But more needs to be done. And we need to do a lot of it between now and the midterm elections. And then we have 2 years to clean up the election system before 2024. Because until the American people get back honest, verifiable, accurate elections, we can't solve any of the other problems of this country, because we can't vote out the oligarchs who are basically running this country for their own personal benefit, as so many of them are. We're still seeing a lot of backlash over the revelation that the Central Intelligence Agency has been conducting mass surveillance on vast numbers of Americans without warrants, without probable cause. And there was this letter written by Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. These are both members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. They actually wrote the letter back in April of 2021, and it was partly declassified last Thursday, revealing that the CIA is spying on all of you just to see what's going on. You know, I mean, the vast majority of Americans, we are not criminals. You know, we are not terrorists. We have opinions, which we're allowed to have under the First Amendment, but the CIA is monitoring us all, and I don't know about you, I'm not happy with that. That's not what we're supposed to have in a free country. Spying on everybody is what you get under Nazi Germany or East Germany's Stasi or the Soviet Union's GRU and KGB and so forth and so on. Now, yesterday, we were reporting on this assassination attempt down in Louisville, where a candidate for mayor was shot at. The candidate is unharmed, but the bullet was so close it actually tore a hole in his sleeve. It turns out the shooter is a Black Lives Matter activist who was supported by Obama and MSNBC's Joy Reid. He recently met with black nationalist groups, praised violent radicals on social media, and get this, he's anti-gun, except when he wants to shoot somebody. Anyway, he has been charged with the attempted murder of Democrat mayoral candidate here. Now, over at the Washington Compost, they have finally come out with a story saying that the presence of Antifa at an event made violence much more likely. And this was based on a report carried by a team of researchers that analyzed Black Lives Matter and Antifa demonstrations and concluded that Antifa's presence at such events greatly increased the risk of violence. So apparently over at the Washington Compost, they needed a long university study in order to discover what was clearly obvious to everybody with two eyes and two ears and a brain. Now, there was this comedian, Bob Saget, who passed away recently, and being more or less entertainment news, I really didn't mark it at the time. He was found dead in an Orlando, Florida hotel room back in January, and the initial cause of death was listed as he probably fell and hit the back of his head on something, leading to his demise. Well, unfortunately, there has been a report coming out from the pathologist saying that there were multiple skull fractures more consistent with being beaten with a heavy wooden object, most likely a baseball bat. Okay, and with that announcement, for some reason, Bob Saget's family is now suing Florida officials to prevent the release of photos connected to the death investigation. So something is going on with that here. Getting on over to CNN, let's see. CNN managed to scrape 444,000 total day viewers from February 7th to the 13th. This is a low not seen since back in 2015. Even in prime time, CNN couldn't top 500,000 viewers, averaging just 491,000. This in a nation of 330 million Americans. They're just not there anymore. Tucker Carlson over at Fox News registered an average of 3.5 million viewers in the same time slot. So Tucker Carlson all by himself is outdoing all of CNN. And more people are choosing, just to stay away from CNN. And CNN's morning show, New Day, averaged just 363,000 viewers. That is an abysmal number. And, of course, CNN has now been acquired in a merger with Discovery Channels. They have a new majority shareholder in control. As we reported yesterday, came on out and said there are no real journalists at CNN, and if they're going to make money with CNN, they're going to basically have to fire pretty much everybody that's in there and bring in real, hardworking, investigative journalists to keep a watch on government wrongdoing, which is the moral responsibility of the media, the reason they are covered by that First Amendment. Okay? Now, going on back to the Chris Cuomo situation, he was let go. Originally, following the revelation that he'd been helping his brother, former Governor Cuomo, deal with a sex scandal, he was going to be just sort of put on leave for a while and then brought back. Then it turned out that Chris Cuomo himself had carried out a sex attack on a temp worker during an office lunch, at which point CNN had no choice but to fire him. Meanwhile, top executive Allison Golust, who was caught up in a sexual scandal with top management, has now offered her resignation as well. And CNN has now hired an investigator to find out why Rogan is popular. And you know, if they'd picked up a phone and called me, I could have saved them a lot of money. Joe Rogan is popular because he's out there reporting on the facts of what is going on in this country and not just shoveling politically correct, woke ideology at the viewers constantly here. Meanwhile, over at YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, the CEO, has acknowledged that the platform's policy of censoring legal content that it deems to be harmful is controversial, and she's now urging governments to step in and pass stronger laws against free speech. you know, based on if it's harmful, you're not allowed to say anything. Well, who decides what's harmful? If you're telling the truth, somebody's going to be harmed by it. That is absolutely inevitable. Okay, when you tell the truth about Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's going to say that is harmful speech and it must be banned. Okay, so yeah, even corporate media is out there saying, no, we need to restrict freedom of speech. You know, I mean, the founding fathers recognized the right to freedom of speech, but we didn't think it were actually going to use it, you know? Anyway, getting into COVID-19, Britain's daily COVID cases have plummeted by another 30% to just 46,186. Hospital admissions have fallen 17% to hit the lowest level since before last Christmas. Fatalities dropped by a quarter, with a third of victims dying primarily from other medical conditions. So this is definitely winding down, and that's probably why Biden is trying to wind up a major war someplace, to keep us all fearful and obedient and not thinking about just how badly this country is being run. And once again, this is coming out of Aleppo News. There is yet another study that has come on out showing that ivermectin outperforms all other options in the treatment of COVID-19. So why was ivermectin demonized? Well, because the rules to get an emergency use authorization, which is what Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson received to start jabbing you all, there cannot be an effective alternate treatment. If there is, the emergency authorization will be denied. So they had to basically say that ivermectin doesn't work. It's horse paste, and it's not approved, which it is. The FDA did approve it for certain purposes, but not COVID. So they're out there saying, well, you can't use it for COVID. Give us our emergency use authorizations. That may be about to come apart, because up in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, a committee in their House of Representatives has unanimously passed a bill affirming the right of doctors to prescribe off-label. In other words, they will be able to prescribe ivermectin, which is approved as, I think it's an antifungal or something. They'll be allowed legally to prescribe it for COVID-19. So, anyway... Over in Israel, there is a whistleblower who's come on out talking about, you know, the bad behavior of Pfizer, saying it's time to burn Pfizer to the ground. It is not a moral, ethical industry. Think back to Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the Sackler family, the opioid epidemic. They're interested in making tons and tons of money, and they don't care if their products aren't really effective or are harming people. They just want more money to come on in, individual doctors, individual nurses, they're good, altruistic people who really want the best. They just don't realize that the industrial structure they work for has a different set of priorities. The medical industrial complex does not want help any more than the military industrial complex wants peace. It's just generally bad for business. What the medical industrial complex want is for every American to be chronically, constantly ill, requiring expensive, ongoing treatments. Nobody's looking for cures. Cures are a bad business model, according to Goldman Sachs. And Project Veritas has scored again. They caught an FDA executive on camera basically saying Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. You know, we don't care if it's having adverse reactions or people are dying from it. We're just, going to keep on shooting it into people because there's big money there, and those pharmaceutical companies write really big campaign checks during the election cycle. Okay, we got to take a break now for some commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And, you know, there's a huge pushback against the vaccine mandates and the masking. And we're starting to see communities in California drop the mask mandates. But over at the LA Times, their editorial board came on out saying dropping mandates now would be premature. And keeping the school mask requirements in place is the right move. So they're out there, you know, and I wonder if they own stock in those mask companies because, you know, those masks are fairly pricey, and millions and millions of them are being sold. You know, you take the population of the United States, 300 million, and how many masks do they go through in, for example, a month, and you begin to realize how much money is involved in that right now. Not too long ago, there was this comedian who was up on stage joking about getting jabbed and boosted and just keeled right on over. Fainting was not, in fact, part of the show. Fortunately, you know, people rushed to help her. She had suffered a little bit of injury when her head hit the floor. She is now saying that she will not be getting any more of those COVID shots here. Over in Germany, there was this TV interviewer doing a newscast pushing for mandatory vaccination and just all of a sudden collapsed on air. Just the eyes started pointing in different directions, and she went down hard. So a few more of those, and people are going to really wake up to what's going on. Okay, now most people tend to think of the American Civil Liberties Union as being about liberty, but apparently in Virginia, the ACLU has filed a request for a preliminary injunction to block Governor Glenn Youngkin's order to lift the mask mandates in the state's schools. So we have the American Civil Liberties Union trying to take away your liberties. And a little bit of a mixed message, I think, in there. Okay, Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington claimed last week that members of Congress who do not wear face masks are subverting democracy. That's a bit of a reach. And she went on to compare such actions to the January 6th protest at the U.S. Capitol. You know, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for propaganda, I think. Meanwhile, interestingly enough, down in El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, the president, said that the crisis in Ukraine is just a distraction. The real war is up in Canada. I think he is absolutely correct. We know this whole Russia-Ukraine thing was just so much bovine excrement, barring a false flag. There is a real fight going on up in Canada, and it is escalating, sadly. Justin Trudeau has invoked this Emergency Act. He's being questioned by civil liberties groups and his own parliament as to whether he really was justified in doing so, but he's gone ahead and done it. He is going to freeze the bank accounts of every Canadian citizen delivering food or money to the truckers. And he's going to freeze the accounts of corporations that own the trucks being used in the Freedom Convoy. So basically, Justin Trudeau has just declared war on the people of Canada. And the RCMP, under order of Trudeau, has now blacklisted 34 crypto wallets for supporting the Freedom Convoy protest. Now, a senior Canadian security official is making the accusation that the Freedom Convoy is seeking regime change. I mean, they've called them everything else, transphobic, homophobic, anti-Semitic. They're bad dancers, you know, and the rest of it. But so now they're out there saying they're after regime change. Now, the Canada Freedom Convoy has made it very, very clear that all they want is an end to the vaccine mandates. However, Trudeau stepping down would be a definite perk. So, anyway. And from all of this we're seeing Canada do right now, Americans and the rest of the world, indeed, need to watch carefully Canada's digital crackdown on freedom, because it reveals this push toward a cashless society is just another form of tyranny and dictatorship. Okay, because with the stroke of a pen and an announcement from a podium, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has basically declared himself supreme dictator over Canada, and able to simply pull money out of anybody's bank account and freeze it anytime he wants to. And I think I mentioned yesterday over on Twitter, there is a trending hashtag about pulling your money out of the Canadian banks. Just take it on out, you know, bury it in a mayonnaise jar out in the backyard or something like that. Now, a lot of people are talking about just how convenient it was that this mysterious extremist group of 13 individuals with weapons arrives at the Freedom Convoy protest just as Justin Trudeau invokes the Emergency Act. You know, how convenient would that be? And it turns out the Mounties are now confirming, okay, that these 13 people were not part of the Freedom Convoy. It was a setup. Okay, we'll be right back after these words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the COVID protest. We're talking about the Canada situation, and Trudeau's basically appointing himself dictatorship. He's invoking the Emergency Act the way, you know, Hitler had the Enabling Act that allowed him to become dictator over in Nazi Germany. So we're also talking about the obvious propaganda to try and discredit the Freedom Convoy. We were talking about how convenient it was that just when Justin Trudeau needed support for invoking the Emergency Act, these 13 individuals show up with a cache of weapons. And, the Mounties are saying that these 13 were not, in fact, part of the Freedom Convoy. And there's another story that came on out. The media was making a big deal about somebody in the Freedom Convoy carrying a Nazi flag, and witnesses to this individual said the guy was really out there trying to make a lot of trouble and say a lot of very offensive things obvious agent provocateur. And like I said the other day, the one good thing about governments playing dirty tricks on the people is the people learn to spot the dirty tricks. Okay. All right. Let's see. Now, there was a big issue when the Freedom Convoy first got to Ottawa. Local authorities asked for tow truck companies to come on out and help remove the trucks, and the tow truck company said, no, we're not going to do that. We side with the Freedom Convoy. So now, using his emergency powers, Trudeau is saying truck drivers will tow the Freedom Convoy trucks or they will be arrested and their tow trucks seized by the government and used by police to take those trucks out of there. Now, I don't know if you've ever really looked closely at a tow truck. They're not that easy to run. And I think this might actually cause more problems than it solves by giving a bunch of untrained amateurs these tow trucks here. And again, Trudeau was heckled at Parliament over the way he's handling the Freedom Convoy. The comment is being passed around that he is now digging his political grave. And I imagine that a lot of people are going to, you know, welcome that. You know, the polls are definitely against him. The majority of Canadians want these vaccine passports to go away. Trudeau is clearly not listening to the will of the Canadian people. He's listening to the will of his sponsors and controllers. And remember, Trudeau's own brother says he's getting his marching orders from the globalists. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., Senator John Kennedy has shredded Trudeau's underwhelming leadership. And that is absolutely true. Okay. Now, earlier this year, Trudeau came on out on video, which has resurfaced, basically saying that he admired China for its dictatorial powers and how they could just get things done regardless of the will of the people, and how much he really admired that. And obviously, in his current behavior, he is now emulating that. And I think it was last week we pointed out the hypocrisy of Trudeau opposing the Freedom Convoy when he had supported a trucker's strike over in India that shut down roads to New Delhi for almost a year. And Trudeau was out there saying this is a great thing. Well, now the New York Times, I have to give him a little tip of the hat here, has come on out calling Trudeau out on his hypocrisy and reminding everybody that, yeah, when it was the farmers in India, it was all okay with Justin Trudeau. But Trudeau is in serious political trouble. Both the left and the right internationally agree that he is now a disaster. Douglas Murray is out there saying that Trudeau has massively overreached and he's got to go. Now, we talk a lot about the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The last surviving signatory, the last surviving signer of that charter, Brian Peckford, stands with the Canadian Freedom Convoy and against Justin Trudeau. Okay. And in another little situation just yesterday, Trudeau just admitted the real purpose of essentially declaring martial law is to terrorize Canadians into submission. And Trudeau said, and this is a direct quote, "It's important for Canadians to understand that there will be consequences for those who break the law and those who support who break the law." Okay? And so, yeah, he's ruling his country by terrorism. And the Canadian people, I'm sure, are well aware of that's what's going on here. Okay, now the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, is now admitting that the vaccine passport program was a massive failure, and he is now ending it, although he insists it's got nothing to do with the Freedom Trucker Convoy. He's just saying, yeah, it really did not work on out. Okay. Now, little article coming on out of Your Destination Now. I love the headline. Is King Trudeau on his own now? And they're basically reporting on how Quebec's health minister has announced the vaccine passport will be phased out by March 14th. As of today, the passport will no longer be required to access big box cannabis and liquor stores. It will no longer be required in places of worship as of February 21st. So, yeah, it's all coming down around him. And we keep getting reports that the majority of the Canadian police are on the side of the truckers. And there was a video that came out of, I think it's pronounced Coots, where the Canadian truckers and the police are actually embracing each other. And they're saying, we may be leaving Coots, but we're not leaving our fight. And while there are some police that are, you know, loyal and obedient to Trudeau, most of the police in Canada side with the Freedom Convoy, according to recent polls. So it is coming apart. Tucker Carlson is out there accusing the media of playing a starring role in the death of Canadian democracy. And that's exactly what is happening up there with Trudeau and his Emergency Act. That's how Germany lost their democracy under the Enabling Acts that allowed the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Okay, up in Alaska, they are putting together their own convoy. They're going to be supporting the American and Canadian convoys, and their motto is Hold the Line. And we're seeing the same thing over in France. The French farmers are now forming convoys. At first it was trucks, now it's tractors and harvesting equipment, and they're out there saying Hold the Line. And we are getting reports that Macron is now very afraid of his own people, and that he's, you know, he's obviously not going to do well in the next election. He has basically destroyed his own career by going along with all of this COVID vaccine and mask nonsense. Down in New Zealand, the protesters have defied a police ultimatum to leave the area around Wellington's Parliament today. The crowd is continuing to grow. And just like happened up in Canada, tow truck companies and the New Zealand military are refusing to help the Prime Minister Jacinda try and shut down this expression of the will of the people. Austria is lifting their COVID restrictions on March 5th. And that's the good news. The bad news is over in New York City, they're firing over 1,400 workers who failed to meet the deadline for the COVID-19 vaccination. And with COVID on the wane and people saying it was no big deal, it's time for the new booga booga. And so they've announced there's a highly virulent form of the bird flu that's spreading like wildfire across several eastern states. And, you know, before COVID was around, bird flu was one of the main things they would wag at us to be concerned about. Now, human cases of bird flu are very rare, but they're out there saying just like COVID, bird flu can mutate rapidly. And unfortunately, when humans do catch bird flu, the lethality rate is about 50%. That is really serious stuff. Now, so far, the outbreak in the United States is limited to birds. It's hitting turkeys. It's hitting chickens. And apparently, dozens of wild birds have also tested positive along the East Coast in recent weeks. And so, unfortunately, this is going to only aggravate the food shortages that we are now all facing. Okay, and we've made a big deal before about how prescription antidepressants can actually work in reverse, make people more depressed, trigger, you know, violent, unpredictable behavior, and actually lead to more suicides. And it looks like antidepressants are not the only culprits. There is a story, it's a YouTube video actually, that it's discovered antibiotics have now been linked to a growing number of suicide deaths, and patients are unaware of the side effects because, you know, side effects are not something that the pharmaceutical companies like to talk about very much. There'll be a little package insert with the vaccine that's printed on very thin paper in microscopically fine type, which the pharmaceutical companies say they do to save money on paper and ink. But I suspect the real reason is they expect most people won't even be able to read that without a magnifying glass, which you know, these days you probably should have one on your person anyway to read those food packaging labels, which are also very small and printed in light colors. All right, so getting to the international news here, they're still pushing the war propaganda. They really are. Biden is out there saying that a Russian attack on Ukraine is still possible and that he himself sees no evidence of troop withdrawal. You know, that Putin, he's a liar. The video of the tanks leaving for their home base is an obvious fake and so forth and so on. So he did a 10-minute speech yesterday and basically came on out there still pushing the Russia bad, poor Ukraine stuff. And frankly, unless Biden is planning some kind of a false flag to kick off World War III, this continued pushing of the propaganda is basically raising on a busted flush. Okay, it's not working. People aren't buying it anymore here. Now, over in Ukraine, Vyacheslav Nikonov, I hope I got that right, the first deputy chairman of the Committee for International Affairs of the State Duma of Russia, said that Ukraine is currently under U.S. external control. Well, it's been that way ever since the U.S.-backed coup d'etat basically installed a junta there. Yeah, the junta is going to be obedient to the United States. And even this Nikonov is saying the U.S. is likely to stage a provocation soon. So everybody knows what's coming. All righty. Now, there's another piece of propaganda that's come on out. And this is... and by the way, Daily Mail is really, I'm not even reading them anymore. They're right out there at the front of, you know, bad Russia, you have to go kill them for us stuff. Now they're talking about Russia's plan is a quick takeover of Kiev. They're saying that's the most likely path of a possible Russian invasion. And, you know, meanwhile, Russia says they're beginning to withdraw troops from the Ukraine border. They're saying all their drills are going to be done in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The U.S. is saying it's more Russian disinformation. We know those evil Ruskies are, you know, coming to get Ukraine. And it really, if you're as old as I am, and that's pretty old, if you are as old as I am, you have my deepest sympathies. I remember the Cold War propaganda was even in our textbooks in school about just how horrible the Soviet Union was. And it was looking back, it was very obvious and heavy-handed, which is why it's obvious and heavy-handed now. And Putin is still out there saying Russia doesn't want a war. Well, the vast majority of people don't want a war. Many of the European Union nations do not want a war. Many of the NATO nations don't want a war. They're just getting sucked up into this genitalia measuring contest between Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. And the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine is now resorting to name-calling. He's calling Russia bullies and probably other things as well. Blinken says Moscow is actually moving military units towards the Ukrainian border, and there is no evidence of a Kremlin retreat. So they're out there. They're laying this stuff on with a trowel. They really will. They really will. Anyway, American intelligence, the finest intelligence money can buy, believes that former member of parliament Oleg Tsarev would be made leader of a Ukrainian puppet regime after a successful Russian invasion of Kiev. This is from Britain's Financial Times. So, yeah, they're pushing the propaganda out there. And, again, nothing to back it up. Even Ukraine is saying, show us some evidence that backs up what you're saying. And the U.S. attitude continues to be, no, you just have to take our word for it. And yes, I know we lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And we lied about Assad's gassing his own people. And we lied about the Lusitania and the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor and torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. And we lied about all that. But this time you can really, really trust us. Anyway. All right. The U.S. and Russia are holding massive rival military drills in the Middle East. And the U.S. Navy is holding what's being called possibly the largest maritime exercise in history. There are 60 nations participating across a huge expanse. And actually, this runs through, it ends tomorrow, supposedly. The drills are covering waters off the Middle East, Southwest Asia, and East Africa. And it's known as both Cutlass Express 2022 and International Maritime Exercise, or IMX 2022. The war games will encompass nearly 10,000 personnel, 50 warships, and 80 unmanned systems. So one mistake, and things are really going to get ugly. Meanwhile, Russian fighters equipped with hypersonic missiles have landed in Syria ahead of upcoming military drills in the Mediterranean. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. For those watching on the video feed, we're going to disconnect Skype and reconnect it because it's giving us grief. So we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street, and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and Apparently, Russia is getting ready for a huge drill in the Mediterranean. It's going to involve Russian warships, bombers, and hypersonic missile-equipped fighter jets that had been pre-positioned to Syria. The drills will involve several Russian fleets and take part in the eastern part of the Mediterranean. So, yeah, everybody's practicing for what's going on. And there's already been one close approach incident. This was over Syria, where U.S. and Russian jets, came very close to each other, flying over Syria. The claim is, according to CNN, which nobody watches, U.S. fighter jets and other coalition aircraft escorted three Russian aircraft in eastern Syria on Tuesday when the Russians flew into coalition-restricted airspace. Well, maybe the Russians don't respect coalition airspace the way that the U.S. is not respecting Russia's claim on the Kuril Islands to send in a submarine. From the Russians' point of view, that was an incursion into their territorial waters. And the U.S. is saying, well, we have decided those islands belong to Japan. And so, you know, we're just going to go on ignoring everybody else's lines here. Now, Israel, interesting, is trying to form their own coalition in the Middle East. And Prime Minister Naftali Bennett actually visited Bahrain. And he's trying to basically get the rest of the Middle East together and says that working together, we can all tackle Iran. And, you know, Israel wants Iran gone, not because Iran has a nuclear weapon or is trying to build a nuclear weapon, but Iran is a political and economic rival to Israel in the Middle East, and Israel wants them taken out. And if the U.S. is not going to obediently do it, they're trying to convince the rest of the Middle East to do it for them. I do have a piece of advice to those other nations in the Middle East. If you all gang up and go after Iran at Israel's insistence, how long do you think it's going to be before Israel gets all the other nations in the Middle East to gang up on you? Just a little something to think about for future planning. Meanwhile, Israel is now sending diplomats up to Vienna to the sidelines of the Iran nuclear talks. Now, Israel has made it no secret that they want this deal to fail, to open the door to war with Iran. And as they've been lobbying here in the United States, they now have diplomats up in Vienna. There's a word for this. It's called gate crashing, because they were never part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. They really don't have any say in it. This is just Israel sticking its nose in where it doesn't really have any business or welcome to that. Treaty. All right, we got to take a break for station identification, and we're going to open the phone lines 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.